to begin this morning, I'd like to ask Ruth Taylor, who has first-hand experience of cancer care in Wales, to say a few words. Ruth.
On February 9th this year, I was diagnosed with stage 3, grade 3 breast cancer at the age of 33. The past 7 months have been terrifying and devastating, not only for me, but for my family and friends. I've had 4 months of chemotherapy, a mastectomy, and auxiliary lymph node clearance 3 weeks ago, and I'll start radiotherapy soon. I believe the quality of treatment I've received has been amazing, and I'm very grateful to my oncologist and my surgeon for what they've done for me. Of course, going through cancer treatment will never be easy, but having gone through it myself, I think there are certain areas that can be improved to make the experience less traumatic for cancer patients in Wales. That's why Let's Talk Cancer is such an important project. Getting the views and experiences of people who have been affected by cancer is the best way to make things better for patients, and why I was so keen to get involved. It seems to me that all of the important practical recommendations in the report can be summarised by one principle: good customer service. It's vital that practitioners recognise that there can be no one-size-fits-all approach when treating cancer patients. It's an obvious thing to say, but it seems difficult to put into practice. Just as two people with cancer will need different treatment, so they should be approached differently, as people, as individuals. Many times during my treatment, I felt like I've been looked at as a disease rather than as a person. I'm sure that seeing cancer patients all day, every day, means that it becomes normal to surgeons and oncologists. But for me, there was nothing normal or everyday about being diagnosed with cancer. I was, and I continue to be, scared for my life. And I truly believe that my questions could have been handled more sensitively, just through the words the practitioners chose. My GP told me that if she had to have cancer, breast cancer would be the one she would choose, and that none of us knows when we're going to die, that I might walk out the surgery and get hit by a bus. When I asked my surgeon if I was going to die, he told me that 80% of people with breast cancer survive, but he couldn't tell me I wouldn't be in the 20% of people that don't. When I got upset at the thought of having to have an all-body scan to see if my cancer had spread, my oncologist told me that many women she knew became irrational and upset about small things when they were undergoing fertility treatment, as I was. To this day, I can see nothing irrational about being upset at the thought of having a test to see if you're going to die. I made the decision early on in my treatment that I didn't want to know anything about my cancer that I didn't absolutely have to, because I'm the kind of person that will obsess over small details. Not knowing too much is really important to me because it means I'm able to stay positive and believe that I will come through the other side of this and live a normal, happy life. Every time I've told my consultants this, they don't seem to be able to understand my decision. And despite knowing my decision, I've still been told details about my disease that I've been desperate not to know. There is an assumption among practitioners that all cancer patients want to know everything. But having met a number of people who feel the same as me, I know that's not always the case. Simply asking what each patient would like to know at the start of each consultation would have saved me a lot of anguish. Cancer patients have a right to know as much or as little about their disease as they would like. I'm sure many people who have been through cancer treatment would say that the most stressful time is waiting for results and the period of time leading up to appointments. Every time I've gone to clinic, I've been told I could be waiting between 2 to 4 hours after my scheduled appointment time to be seen. The shortest delay I've experienced was 1 hour and 15 minutes. Even after being called through, every time I'm made to wait at least 5 minutes for my consultant to come into the room. I've spoken to people who have been diagnosed as being terminally ill, and they feel bitterly resentful about wasting their time waiting to be seen. All this adds an enormous amount of unnecessary anxiety to an already highly stressful situation, and it could be resolved by simply being alerted when there are significant delays to appointment times. Despite there being areas that can be improved for cancer patients, there are certainly elements of cancer care that Wales can be proud of. The support I've received from Ten of Us Cancer Care has been incredible. I called the Ten of Us Cancer Care support line when I had questions about what my consultant had told me. I was lucky enough to have my first round of chemotherapy on board the Ten of Us Cancer Care mobile unit, a much less stressful experience than going to hospital. I've also received invaluable advice from Ten of Us Cancer Care about what benefits and support I'm entitled to, so that I didn't need to worry about how I was going to pay my bills when I was going through treatment. I had counselling when I wasn't sure I could carry on, and I'm looking forward to joining a Sing With Us choir. All this support from one amazing charity. Every single person who is diagnosed with this devastating disease finds themselves in a situation they hope they would never be in. It will never be an easy time in their lives. None of the recommendations in the Let's Talk Cancer report would be difficult, time-consuming, or costly to implement, but would make an enormous difference to the thousands of people affected by cancer in Wales. That's why I believe it's vital that policymakers and practitioners look carefully at the recommendations and do their best to implement them. It would go a long way to making sure that cancer care in Wales is at a standard to which others aspire. Thank you.